Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. What the hell happened in Connecticut? Yeah. What? Has this ever happened in Middletown before?
I don't remember.
Not like this.
I've been here, no.
Right? I don't remember people kayaking down the street in Middletown.
No, there was actually like white water rafting going on down the little streams in Milford.
In the what?
The streams of Milford.
The streams?
Yeah, like white water rafting, like those rapids. Yeah. That's how it looked, like coming down.
Like what?
Like coming down.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a stream in the back and... We heard that thing, and it sounded like a roaring river.
Yep.
Yeah. They had to close beaches because the runoff
was
just going into the water.
All the bacteria.
Yeah.
All
it was a weird duty. Week.
The video of Trevor Dunn just in the canoe. It's wild.
Kayak, yeah.
In the middle of the road.
Yeah. So I know Middletown was bad. Columbia, bad. We have a story coming up later about... A truck that was sinking in the water and some Good Samaritan saved a person. Can you imagine?
Wow. Just driving along all of a sudden you're in the water.
Channel 3 just did something on Ellington.
Some Ellington Ridge residents are dealing with flooding in their condos days after Tropical Storm Elsa. Take a look at this. Saturated basements and mold and broken appliances just everywhere. It's a mess.
Mold right already. Now, these-
mold already.
Mold.
Yee.
Oh.
David Biller's going to be on in an hour, and he'll run through what's covered and what's not.
He's going to be busy.
Right now, these residents are not sure who's going to be paying to clean all of this up. We reached out to the Condo Association for answers. Rep told us they are working to take care of the problem. We are still working to learn more information.
Someone wrestling him while he does this story? It sounds like he's having some other trouble.
He's making a sandwich. Hang on a second. I'm trying to put the egg on you with the bacon and the cheese.
He's on like a unicycle.
Juggling plates.
He does sound a little like there's something else going on
distracted,
there.
Distracted, right. Maybe maybe his sock is sliding down. I hate when that happens.
Mm.
Damn it.
All right. So more on that later. Oh, wow. That was something else. Like there was just water everywhere.
Uh-huh.
There's nowhere for it to go.
Yeah. I heard Meriden got it too pretty good.
Yes, I heard Meriden.
Yep.
And then, what's his head? Brain was saying, duty.
Yeah, West Haven.
In West Haven.
Yep.
Duty.
And a flood, too.
So, the sewers got backed up, and people had duty floating in their basements.
You don't want that.
Duty calls.
Was it East Haven? We did something where a house got flooded out. It's one of the big storms. And this poor family. So, we got a bunch of volunteers together. We went there, and they're... They had a basement that was just full of stuff. I mean, full of stuff.
Stuff.
Just everywhere.
I think it was East Haven. Yeah, you get the truck and everything.
Yeah, we had the truck out there. Did you come out for that?
No.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like you. But we were in the basement, and there was duty.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. There's some albums over here, and there's a duty over there, and there's
Gary Glitter's greatest hits. Appropriate.
Right. So we'll talk about that later. Call in your flooding reports. All right. So if you got the Johnson & Johnson shot, pay attention. The CDC and the FDA are looking into a risk of nerve complication.
Oh.
After Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. There's a syndrome. It's called Guillain-Barré or something. Of that nature. It's
like
a neurological disorder where the body's immune system damages nerve cells, causing muscle weakness.
Oh, Lord.
Or in the most severe cases, paralysis.
Oh.
I know somebody who got that shot while pregnant. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't think I'd do that.
No.
Yeah.
So don't carry the really good silverware or really good dishes for a while. I'm going to go drop
Okay. That's one way to look at it.
Yes.
Just protect the good plates.
Right. What do we do? Don't carry a nitroglycerin.
Right. Yeah. Screw being able to walk upstairs when you're 45.
Right. You don't know if all of a sudden your muscle weakens and you drop it.
Don't you dare go near those plates.
Don't carry that cake I just made.
Do you have nice plates?
I think I have one or two.
Not a set. Not a set.
What do you want, the match? Come on.
No, they don't even match.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They were nice in the house I took it out of.
Yeah. So I will not be carrying our set of china.
Thank God I have paper plates.
Yeah. When Jennifer and I got together, I bought her a set of china.
Oh.
And that stuff is not cheap.
Yeah, no.
Don't carry a Ming vase.
Here's the thing I didn't know.
What?
Don't put those plates in the microwave.
No.
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
Yeah. Jennifer hasn't discovered this yet, but there's one that went in the microwave.
Oh.
So I put that on the bottom of the pile.
That have melted.
And we have like a set of, I don't know, eight. We normally have like six people.
Right.
So that plate just, it's on the bottom. I put it in the microwave. I'm like, what are all those sparks?
Right.
That little gold ring going around.
Oh, that's metal,
like,
yeah.
Ping, ping. There's a little fireworks display going on the plate. I'm right. Like, oh.
Well, Chinese fireworks.
Well. Yeah.
Food's done.
Right. China.
Mental note.
Right. Problem.
Don't put this in there. Right.
It was a Chinese fireworks
display. Right.
A very expensive
yes.
One.
Well, yes. Very yeah. Costly one for you if she finds out.
So this shot, man, can they have, what is the deal?
First of all, Johnson & Johnson.
Stop making vaccines.
They couldn't do baby powder out of killing people. Anybody who said, oh, the Johnson & Johnson shot, sure, why not? It was proven.
Don't want to be involved in the lawsuit.
They had to pay people.
Okay.
Like billions.
Yeah.
Because of this.
All right.
Like, yeah, you know, I'll do the Johnson & Johnson shot.
Yeah, give me the.
Why not?
Right.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's no math where I'm like, you know what? Give me that one.
Let me have the one and done.
Because I don't want to come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Lazy.
Yeah, let me have the 70% over the 99 point whatever percent protection.
Right.
Let me have that one instead.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to come back. I'll take the risk of, like, being in a wheelchair. And,
right.
And having it not even work.
Maybe only.
So I'm in a wheelchair with coronavirus.
Right. Maybe only
catch. Thanks, Johnson & Johnson.
Only catch 30% of COVID. I have to protect against 70% of it.
Right.
Yeah, the one and done. No.
Yeah.
100-year pandemic is not the time to be lazy.
Yeah.
No, but what the hell happened, you know? Like, there has to be. Now, I just want to say for the record, this thing that they're saying could be connected to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Right.
Was around 100 reports out of 12.8 million doses. So it's so small.
How small?
It's very small.
Right.
It just feels like it's always this shot.
Yeah, but it was like eight
yeah,
people.
You're right.
Like last time they had the blood clots and like two died and stuff like that from the J&J. Then they took it off the market. Then they brought it back a week and a half later. It's like, right. It's fixed now.
No, they also had that. Like there was like 40 million doses they shipped out of Maryland. They were like, wait.
Hold it. Stop the truck.
Wrong.
Stop it.
God damn it.
Stop. Oh, God damn it. Don't chase him.
It's like someone dropped a popsicle in the vat or something, you know?
Right. Anybody see my contact lens?
It's all it takes.
Yeah.
I literally said someone got a clot. They found the lens.
Oh, man. I can't find my cell phone.
Yeah. My gum just fell in there. Let me put a cover on this crap.
Right. Like if you go and they say, hey, you have your choice today. Like a restaurant.
Yeah.
Here's the dessert menu.
Uh-huh.
We got the Moderna. We got the Pfizer. We got the Johnson & Johnson. Who's going to say, I'll take the Johnson & Johnson?
Let me have the less one. Yeah.
And what's weird is that, you know, Dr. Fauci pops his head up like a whack-a-mole.
Hello.
As this story's coming out.
How are you? How you doing?
And he says he can't understand why people won't get vaccinated.
You know, it is almost inexplicable why people, when they see the data in front of them, that they don't get vaccinated.
Hold
we
on.
Have a delta.
Expicable?
Inexplicable.
Inexplicable.
Expicable?
It's inexplicable.
Inexplicable.
Is he saying that right? Doesn't sound right.
I don't think so.
I don't. That's not how I say it.
I'm not going to even try it.
See, I don't even say that word.
I don't take on big words. Yeah, because, you know, it's just not my comfort zone.
Inexplicable.
I say it's inexplicable.
Yeah, when you're trying to say someone's dumb by using a big word and you can't say the word right, it kind of, it just.
Why not just say I can't understand?
Messes up your message.
I can't understand why these schmucks won't do it.
Weakens the message.
Just say that.
All right, go ahead.
I know you're a doctor.
That they don't get vaccinated. We have a Delta variant that you mentioned, John, that is easily transmissible, much more easily and readily and efficiently from person to person than the other viruses, the other variants that we've dealt with. That's the first thing.
Okay. You don't want the Delta. You want the JetBlue by any chance. Just so you know. You know, because Delta, you know, TWA is not there anymore, but Delta, you don't want
I'd
Delta.
I'd take Delta over JetBlue.
You want JetBlue or Southwest.
American.
Southwest I like.
Southwest is good. Yeah, go with that one. That's a good variant.
All right, and then he dazzles us with statistics here.
The second thing, the data that's hitting you right between the eyes is that 99.5% of all the deaths to COVID-19 are in unvaccinated people.
Well, so you're
talking about... Oh, let me write that one down. They were unvaccinated, the ones who died.
Of all the deaths,
right?
It's the unvaccinated people. Well, that better be right.
99.5%.
Oh, can you imagine if it was, well, you know, half are vaccinated, half are not, but get your vaccination.
There was one guy who had a J&J shot of gum in it.
Yeah, I feel like we would all know that. If that number was any lower than that, we'd know. There'd be headlines.
Right. Or not. You know, but the number, look, we're all, at this point, is there anybody on the fence? Like, let it go.
Yeah.
Like, I get that this guy's a scientist. He knows his stuff. He's worked with a million presidents. You know how you get to work with a million presidents? You say whatever they want you to say.
Of course, you're a mouthpiece.
You don't disagree.
You're a mouthpiece, yes. You're right, Mr. President.
No, it just creeps me out that we're still getting this push to get vaccinated. Look, everyone who's getting vaccinated or was going to get vaccinated got their vaccine. The people who haven't are not going to get vaccinated. They're not.
But do you know what?
Is there anybody out there who's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go next week.
You know what? Did you hear what's going on now? They're going to go door to door, like kind of like asking people if they got vaccinated. They're going to actually go door to door now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Were you vaccinated? What'd you get? They're going to go door to door and ask folks if they got vaccinated yet.
But we're under 1%.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
I don't answer my door,
first of
all.
There are other stuff we could do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, that door-to-door thing's wild, if that's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Because that happened at the beginning of the pandemic. They were doing that, and it's like, yeah, no, that's not us. Don't open your door for these people.
Yeah.
And like, months later, like, it's us now.
Right. Yeah. Open the door.
Now it's us. Now you can open the door.
Hello!
But you could walk into any pharmacy.
Yeah.
Like at the Chaz and AJ Car Show at Quarry Walk in Oxford, you could walk right up to a tent,
yeah,
and, like, there was no wait.
No. Shots right there.
I mean, I think you're more likely to slip and fall on a banana peel and break your neck than you are to, you know, die of the coronavirus at this point.
Sorry, I just slipped on a banana peel. Over here.
And by the way, was that ever a problem? Like, no. Did we have a pandemic where, you know, banana peel slip and die?
No.
They're very slippery.
Maybe the Banana Republic.
Right. And we have this whole, like, commercial,
right,
you know, this campaign.
Right.
You know,
look out for banana peel.
Don't let your granny slip and fall and
on
die on a banana.
We should try that.
If you've been injured by a banana peel, you may be available.
For compensation.
For compensation.
Yeah.
There's a class action suit against Big Banana.
Against Dole.
And then they're like, well, we don't understand why these stupid people aren't getting vaccinated. Oh, I don't know. Paralysis?
Right.
Yeah, you know, some people read stories. They get nervous.
Out, yes.
Right.
Right.
Like, I'm not getting on a hot air balloon. You can show me all the statistics in the world.
Oh.
But it's that story of the power line and five people. That one kind of stands out to me.
And you know what? These stories develop like and spread like wildfire. Remember the thing about you could put a magnet up against your arm and it would stay?
AJ, those stories are designed for the AJs of the world.
Well, I made sure it didn't work.
Yes, we know.
A couple times.
As I was watching you through the glass, I'm like, oh my God, did you just put a magnet to your skin?
He tried to put his eyeglasses
multiple
to his forehead.
I'm John in Wallingford.
So, yeah, I was just telling Phil, it's nice to hear you guys on the radio again.
Thank you.
I haven't been listening in about 3 months. I've been hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Are you kidding me? That is wild.
Yeah.
Damn. Gotta be tired by now.
AJ, spell Appalachian.
Yep.
Get the dodgeball out.
I thought of the game. I'm the originator. I'm exempt.
Put the garbage can on your head. Let's go. Give me the baseball bat.
Wow. And how do you do that for 3 months? This is fascinating to me.
And walk a lot.
I'm doing, AJ will like this, I'm doing what's called a flip flop. I started at the halfway point, and I hiked all the way to Maine, and I'm taking a couple of weeks off, and then I'm going to go back to the halfway point, and then I'm going to hike south to Georgia.
You wow. walked to Maine?
Oh, you did the hard part
yes.
first.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the way you got
to
do it.
Went down the Maine
So, wait, you went from where to where?
Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, to Baxter State Park in Maine.
Damn.
And then I'll go back to Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, and I'll go to Angola Falls in Georgia.
I won't even drive that distance.
I know.
What, and that took you 3 months?
Yeah, I mean, I took a couple of days off here and there to see, like, cousins I hadn't seen before COVID and stuff. But, yeah, around about 100 days, about 1,200 miles so far.
Do you sleep out on the trail? Do you bring?
Yeah, there's they've got like little wooden cabin, like lean-to shanties, like every like 10 or 11 miles or so, and then there's tent sites every couple miles or so, and then you know you can just find a really good spot in the woods half the time anyway.
Did that song go through your head the entire time with the Proclaimers? And I would walk 500 miles. I would.
Yeah, I actually knew I hit about 500 miles from West Virginia because I heard a guy about a mile up the trail start singing that. I'm like, oh, it must be close.
That's amazing.
An indicator. He started hearing dun, dun,
dun, dun, the dun, AJ dun, of the crowd.
How do you keep yourself occupied? You can't like charge your cell phone constantly.
Yeah, so I mean, you try to plan it where you know, however many days of food you want to carry, you just like kind of like plan it out. So it's like, okay, well, there'll be a restaurant on like day four, and then you try to like charge all your electronics then. And I mean, you're not really using them during the day unless you're trying to check a map or something or a GPS position. But yeah, I mean, I read a little bit, I write a little bit, and. You know, you don't really have a lot of energy at the end of the day to kind of entertain yourself. It's kind of like do camp chores and pass out and rinse and repeat the next morning.
Did you go with a crew or by yourself?
Solo.
Solo. Wow.
What did you learn about yourself during this experience?
I learned that I thought, you know, I've been doing adventures and canoe trips for years, and I thought I was pretty good with the woods, and I used to say I'd give myself like an A-minus grade. Now I'd say I probably started out like in like the D-minus C-plus range, and there was a lot to learn. You know, like from like Boy Scouts and stuff like that, it takes a long time to like actually learn how to like be like a hiker, like getting your bag weight down and like seeing how many miles you could do this day, but that might mess you up the next day because now you got to do like harder elevation. So there's just a little bit of a learning curve. And yeah, Phil's right. I did the harder part first.
Yeah, good for you.
Wow.
It would be tough to do the easy part first and have that experience be difficult and think, wow, it's even going to be worse the next one.
I'm trying to spell Appalachian right now.
I chose my route because I don't always play well with others, and I didn't want to start in the South and be caught in what they like to call the bubble,
yeah,
where there's literally hundreds and hundreds of people trying to do what you do. And then you get to the campsite at the end of the day, and it's like, hi, why'd you buy that bag? Oh, you got this sleeping bag. Oh, well, why do you have that grill? It's like, I don't want to talk to you right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they call it the shit up.
Yeah, no, I'm that person in the group. Yeah, leave me alone.
Yeah,
exactly,
yeah, I'm
right
over here. I'm not out here to meet people.
Yeah, I'm not out here to meet people. I'm not out here for what I like to call it. It's the bucket list bullet point. A lot of people are just trying to get. Well, I actually met a guy who started the exact same day as me, but he started in Georgia. So.
Wow, that's nuts.
Huh. Wow, so he was cruising.
Oh, he was doing at least 30, 40 miles a day.
Oh, my God.
On a unicycle?
I don't know what he was doing.
Drank a lot of coffee.
An electric scooter?
Dark roast.
An electric scooter.
Scooter.
Yep, scooter or a scooter. Yes.
Wow, well, congratulations on that. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it does feel pretty good to be halfway done. It's nice to take a little break, get to listen to you guys again for a couple of weeks, but I'm really excited to go down and do the southern part now.
And then when this is off your list, what's next?
Not exactly sure. I mean, I've applied for a couple of jobs with like the Forest Service and stuff. I mean, I have a great boss who's let me come back and work the 3 weeks while I'm back in town, so I could always come back here to Connecticut. But
great.
You know, sky's the limit. So,
man,
but
wow.
It has been a great workout and a great diet. I basically get to eat whatever I want, and I've lost 42 pounds.
Oh my God!
The guy eating Big Macs the entire way.
42 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
A lot of it.
that's another deal. Crap.
That's a different trail.
Traveling tribe member Kim is on the phone now. Wait until you hear what happened to her. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
How was vacation?
It was great. I'm asking the questions good. Here, yeah. By the way.
Okay.
What happened?
I had an incident in my house a week ago where I had to call Trapper John because I was in such a panic, and he was so good to me. I just wanted to shout out and thank him. But, I had a critter in my house, which was totally unexpected. And, you know, it wasn't a squirrel or a chipmunk. It was actually a snake.
Yeah.
And I discovered it because it climbed onto my shoulder while I was sitting on my couch watching a movie.
Oh.
Yeah. My heart rate is up so high right now thinking and talking about it. Like,
boom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was it a horror movie?
Did you heard the sound of me screaming, running out the door?
No.
And then getting hit by a car.
Right.
It was like worse than that. I was paralyzed. I actually couldn't breathe. I didn't say anything, and I didn't scream. I just tensed up so badly that I didn't know what to do. I don't remember like 12 minutes of it,
wait,
but
so
my son took over.
Wait. So you're sitting there, and you feel something on your shoulder?
Yeah, I thought my cat dropped a cat toy on me. That's not a usual thing. And I look over to my right, and I knew what it was. So I just flew off the couch. And my son's like, he looked over at me. He's like, "What's wrong with you?" And then he saw the tail go into the couch, and then he flew up.
Ugh.
And
the cat left a long time ago.
Yeah, not a cat toy.
That's funny. The cat thought, no.
Is that the car story with the cat driving?
Yeah. So my first instinct was to like haul the couch outside. Like, don't worry about it. We'll buy a new couch, because I just didn't know what to do. I figured it was buried in the couch and was never coming out. And we just didn't want to touch it. So, my son took over because I was totally paralyzed, and we captured it, trapped it, called Trapper Don immediately. I had so many questions. I'm like, Trapper Don, do we drive it 2 miles away? You know, like, or do we just put it in the backyard?
How far away do we drop
back?
This thing?
Give it a new nickname
and
everything
else. Is it
else?
Of a mother?
Yeah. Well, it's a great question. You don't want to put it outside, and then it's like, I know the way in.
Right, exactly.
I've done this before.
Yeah,
I did it with squirrels, and I drove them 10 miles away. They never came back, so he was so good to me.
10 miles.
Right.
They're smart. They will find their way back.
Yeah, I haven't told. Yeah, I haven't had a squirrel problem.
Wait, squirrels? We'll get to the snake in a second. But if you drive a squirrel a mile away,
yes,
it will find its way back.
Yes, you have to drive them a certain distance away from the house.
They call Uber.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Where is this? You know, mark where it's like, well, five they can make it. Six,
right?
They're done.
Yeah.
They're just going to run around circles.
I actually brought one to, I commuted it to New Jersey to work because it was so early in the morning.
First
so
of all, we need to go around your house with some hammers and nails and boards and
how are all these animals getting in?
Fix the animal holes.
Maybe close the windows.
Right, here's a thought.
Right.
Yeah,
front door open?
I got to go in my crawl space and I got to go. I have some friends that are going to help me, but he taught me what I need to do to critter proof my house. My house is 100 years old, so I do have little nooks and crannies here and there.
There you go.
So we're going to seal all of those up in the next couple days.
Wow. So what kind of snake was it?
You know, it ended up being a milk snake, which is a common pet, but it's also in the wild.
Milk?
I only know that because milk.
They have a milk mustache, yeah. Right? Like Got Milk steak, yes.
Yeah, no, it was.
No, they have a little teats. You got to milk them.
Right. Yeah. Actually, it carries Oreo cookies.
It's a lot of work to get just like a little shot glass.
Yeah, I need an Oreo cookie.
Trapper Don says it's the only time he's seen a snake like that in a house ever. He's like,
really?
It's a black rat snake, or yeah, he knows a lot. He's like, I've never seen that kind of a snake in the house unless it's a pet.
That'll make you feel better.
So what you called
him? Yeah, exactly.
Him,
I'm like, how long has it been there?
And he told you how to get the snake out?
Well, he told us kind of what he was talking us down because we were so nervous, but we captured it, and then he told us what to do. And, then I came to. Then at 12 o'clock at night, I couldn't sleep. I was texting a bunch of other questions because my mind is racing. He was so good to me. He called me at 1 in the morning and said, dude, I'm just going to call you because you're not going to sleep all night, obviously. And wow. He told me how to, you know, what I need to do in the crawl space and what I need to do in the next week or two. And I was like, thank you so much.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd ever need him.
A snake. In the house.
On her shoulder.
In the couch.
On my shoulder. Yeah.
What timing,
like you can't
huh?
make it up. If no one else was there, no one would believe me. His girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Trapper Don is on the phone now.
Oh,
hey.
Trapper Don?
Trapper Don.
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Hi.
Trapper Don.
What's up, buddy?
How are you? Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hey,
no
Don,
problem.
You've seen snakes in houses, but not a milk snake?
No, I've never seen a milk snake in a house before. No, sir.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
They don't like houses?
It's like hanging out.
I don't know. It just seems to be all the eastern black rat snakes get into the house. The you know, remember the one in the lady's underwear drawer I told you the first time I was on your show ever.
Hmm.
I've never seen a little milk snake in a house before.
I thought it was a metaphor. Sorry.
A giant black snake in the underwear drawer.
Not in the underwear.
Yeah, I don't know.
Happens.
All right.
But when she, I'm sorry, Kim, don't get mad at me. I can't even think about it till this day. Like right now, I will not sip my coffee and think of you jumping with a snake on your shoulder. I'll spit my coffee out. It's so funny. I'm sorry.
It was, I don't know what it looked like. I was, you know, I was involved in it. So I was like, I pulled a muscle jumping up. I was like so tense.
Wow. I didn't realize that milk snakes, one, don't go into houses.
Right,
but the key takeaway for me today is that squirrels have to be brought miles away.
You didn't know that?
Right. No.
I had no idea.
I looked it up. It says it's
hold
best.
Hold on. Let's see if Trapper Don knows.
That's true. We do have an expert.
Don?
Yes, sir. 10 miles may be a little far. I've done experiments over the years a long time ago. I did one about 4
Wait,
miles.
Hold it. Experiments?
What,
you put a sweater on one? Okay. If one with an orange sweater comes back.
Yeah.
That was mine.
10
right.
miles is a little far. I've done 3
How
miles
do you know it's that one that came back?
It has a certain limit.
Right. I've spray painted their tails and released them 3 to 5 miles away.
Wow.
You're crazy.
All right, Don. This was back in 1975 when it was fun to do that.
That explains the blue one on the road I ran over.
Yeah. No, there's scientists coming to Connecticut. Well, there's an orange spotted squirrel breed that never seen before.
It had 2 tails.
We call it the tangerine breed.
Oh,
if I remember correctly, it was fluorescent green, like a chartreuse color.
Chartreuse.
Like a neon green.
Wow. How did you,
how did your
experiment work out? Where? How many miles would you suggest you have to?
Yeah, I would say a good 5 miles.
5 miles.
And they can't. And if you can think about it, I mean, it sounds a little strange, but. You know, cross some rivers and some bridges and think about it.
Oh, good thinking. They can't pay the toll.
Cross some rivers and some...
no money to pay his toll to get back.
I got no change.
Little squirrel money.
I don't take nuts.
This is...
Yeah, a good 5 miles should do.
Hold on one second.
This is not
hold
crazy
on.
At all, no.
Did anyone know this? First of all,
yes.
No idea.
I'm not going to have a squirrel. Like, if I see a squirrel, I'm not going to say, all right, I'm going to bring this one 5 miles. There's another 1,000 of them out there.
They're all dressed like him.
But those 1,000 might not know their way in yet. That one does.
Deborah?
Yes?
Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say I appreciate Trapper John
Don.
telling people to block the actual entrance that the animals are coming in and try to proof your house. But driving a squirrel or a raccoon or any animal a distance away from where their area is a death sentence. They don't find their way back usually, maybe once in a while. Also, depending on time of year, they could have young ones that they're feeding and taking care of, and you're killing all of them. And I think that properly managing your home and the entranceways and all the access points is the best way to alleviate. They usually have more than one den. They don't always want to be in your house. You can naturally get them out of your house. There are ways that we do as wildlife rehabilitators. And I just think that there are better ways than driving them 5 miles away. And I know you guys are really funny, but I just want to make sure you know that it is a death sentence. These animals will be ripped apart, but they can be territorial. They don't know the lay of the land. They don't have a place to hide. So it becomes a death sentence.
What would they get ripped apart by? Another squirrel?
Another squirrel, another raccoon.
Wow.
Especially raccoons. Raccoons are very territorial.
I would have fun with them, yes.
So it's not, and I've seen them come in with their faces ripped off. So it's not a pretty thing, and it's really not nice for the animal.
A squirrel with its face ripped off. A squirrel or a raccoon?
No, a raccoon.
A raccoon.
Raccoon.
Wow.
But they're very territorial. So you really have to be careful. Even ducks, teachers buy ducks and watch them grow up, and they're domestic, and then they put them in a park and release them in May when everybody goes home from school. And these are, first of all, land ducks. They can't fly, so it's a death sentence anyway. But secondly, the ducks that are wild won't let them to the water.
You know what's interesting? I look out at my pond. I see ducks. I watch nature. I see all the animals getting along. I'm like, they figured it out.
They have.
We're the only ones going around punching each other over dipping sauce at the Burger King.
Yep.
Like, they look so, but not the case.
No.
Little did I know.
No.
I had no idea.
They're just as whacked out.
Not when it comes to food or protecting their young. Nope.
Hey, Don, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard it all.
All right. So don't be spray painting their tails and taking them for a ride.
Right, yeah. And no numbers on the side either.
I'm not touching that one. Out of all the times you guys had me on the show, I was waiting for somebody like that to come on. Usually it's great callers calling in.
No, but she was very polite.
Right. And made a lot of sense.
She was very polite, but, there's been so many studies in this business about that. And I'll admit it, nothing's perfect. But,
you were conducting your own studies. Little spray paint here, and let's take them out 3 miles and see if they come back.
Scientist Don, yes.
Right.
Yeah, like with raccoons, I got a notebook. For the past 4 years, things have changed with raccoons and babies and females.
Oh, my God. The readings of Trapper Don's notebook.
I keep notes of it.
Day 4, raccoon.
Yeah.
it's that next to
Day
Hannah
5,
fried chicken
same
hearts.
Damn raccoon. Day 6.
Wait, I
put
can't
food
read
outside.
What's here. I got pizza sauce on this
same
page.
Same raccoon.
All right, Don, we appreciate you, man. Thank you, brother.
All right, no problem. Everybody have a good day.
We'll talk to you soon. I called Trapper Don over the vacation for two reasons. One, some occurrence in the pond, and then the other, I couldn't get my cats into a cat box.
I'm like, oh, you just got to shove them in.
No.
Oh.
Not Catechus. Sparta!
No.
You just roll them up into a ball. And
one walked right in.
Yep.
The other one's like, nah, I know what you're doing.
Got it. That's the split. There's two different personalities.
You close that gate. Now the other one's like, help!
Right.
Help!
Oh, no.
Help! Now that the one that's out is freaking out. The one that's in the... I'm like, Dom, what do I do?
I'm guessing
what did you do?
Catechist, the one that escaped?
Catechist was the one that walked right into the pen.
Oh.
Furley, the big chicken.
Right.
He's the one that's like, I'm going to see how this works out for her.
Right, okay.
And then I'll come around if I like what's happening.
Oh.
And he saw that. He's like, oh, no. Then I walked over to him. He's like,
oh, he gave it a hiss.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm chasing him around. He's really chasing me.
Right.
We get into a room. I'm like, I think I'm more afraid of this situation than you are.
Right. Do you have audio?
He would jump. I'd be like,
right. Ooh, the cat's had garlic.
Yeah.
You got like a pillowcase and a tennis racket. Come on, Furley.
Yeah. It was bad. So we were going to move them out of the house for a painting project, but they're going to stay there.
Right. Just give them little overalls and some rollers.
Like, I don't know what we're going to do if we have to bring them to the vet.
Little painting caps.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Have the vet come over.
Is this the animal lady?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry I hung up on you. I have to go to break, but I just want to thank you for what you do and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
I was gonna conference you in with Don. I thought that might be interesting.
Yes, but I just want to say that, you know, there's natural ways to evict animals, and so that they don't leave orphans behind.
Raise taxes.
Especially with raccoons. No. And Trapper John was correct in that they are there are problems with them being rabid or having parvo or certain diseases at times, and it's cyclical. But to naturally remove them, like Blast Talk Radio, and like your show. In the area where the raccoon is in your attic.
That's interesting.
And she will leave. She will leave. She has another den. She will take her young and leave.
As a compliment?
Jazz and AJ.
So play Ashley
talking. Fixing your pest problem. Yeah,
play Ashley talking the entire time.
That's not what she said.
All right, on the phone now, AJ.
Yes.
She was a Disney princess.
Oh.
And now she's a sexy OnlyFans star. Her specialty is artist nudes. She earns between $20,000 and $60,000 a month.
Really?
Dare Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for coming on. Congratulations on your success. That's wild.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, when you were a Disney princess, were you doing this stuff on the side, or is that not allowed, or... How does that work?
Well, when you work under the umbrella of Walt Disney World or any theme park, just to be honest and transparent, you're technically not really allowed to have an online presence. And at the time, I really didn't. I tried to keep my modeling very, very different than what I was doing while working in entertainment. And I just kind of one day decided that this is something that I want to do full time. I want to make a name for myself. And I'm very, very lucky that I was able to make a name for myself. So,
yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
The OnlyFans, the way you make the money from that is by requests, right? It's not like.
Sort of. So the numbers that you guys got are pretty. That's a pretty wide stretch of what someone can make. But I definitely would say that it has totally changed my life. Those numbers aren't, like, quite accurate, but...
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. We hear this a lot, and honestly. I think that number gets people to read what the hell.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So there's a few things that actually my age wasn't written down properly as well. That's how old my brother is. I actually just turned 22. So there were a few things that weren't quite right, but that's okay. Things happen in confusions with emails and such. But so those numbers aren't exactly right. But how I make my money off of OnlyFans is that there's a little premium that you pay. So it's like $10 or $20 that you can set for people to then see content on your page. And then they can go further and message you. They can tip you money. They can ask for specific things that they're interested in. There are many and multiple strategies to make money on OnlyFans. And I'm just really lucky that I had an audience that is excited to see my art and excited to see what I'm up to. And
now, when you say your art, what is your art?
So I'm an artistic nude model. So I also specialize in glamour, which is like the big hair, the beautiful makeup, and then just me being nude in photos or in video. But I really, really enjoy doing art nudes where there'll be a concept where it's like shadows or gel lights. Or there's been times where I'll have like a paintbrush and I'm painting a wall behind me and I'm covered in paint. That way it's not just you staring at a naked girl. There's also something fun happening
because
the pictures or in the videos.
According to request.
Well, there's a personal connection people have when they're part of your group, right? But also, you're right. If you just did nudes, people can get that on the internet
for free. Right.
Of course.
All right. So what are your fans requesting from you? What kind of
things? I get a lot of shower singing videos.
Really?
So a lot of guys, oh my goodness, yeah. So a lot of them are really interested in the fact that I don't modeling isn't just my bread and butter. I'm also an actress, and I sing. I compete in pageants and scholarship and volunteer work, academic pageants. And so they kind of like to challenge me, which keeps me on my toes, where they'll ask me, like, can you do a shower singing video? And so sometimes I'll like put my phone on my tripod and I'll just sing something that I would in the shower while I get ready. Or so, some of them also really enjoy
Girlfriend Simulator. What's this now?
What happened?
Oh, I'm so sorry. They enjoy Girl.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. You must have a good voice, right? People aren't going to ask you to sing yourself.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Okay. And what was this simulator?
Yeah, so they enjoy the idea that they're dating me. So like they'll ask me to like make a scenario where it's like, oh, we're out at a fancy restaurant. So like act out that we're like having dinner, and I'll like ask them questions. So I feel like my fans are a really wide range of people who just enjoy artistic sets, people who enjoy like feeling like that we're, you know, we have a good connection. And then there's also people who just enjoy the talent that I bring to my page.
Huh. Like come home late at night, drunk, yelling at me.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
That's for those who are homesick.
What are some of the weirder requests you've gotten?
I actually was asked about this in another article. So I had someone at the very beginning of my career, before Patreon and OnlyFans was a huge thing, I had someone who was really into it. There's like a bathroom fetish, I guess, which is where he would get you a hotel room. You'd go check in and you would use the bathroom, and then he would do with that what he pleases. And he wouldn't come in the room or whatever. Wait. He writes up this elaborate plan. But I, being a young model and really scared of those kind of situations, I was smart enough to say no to that because he could have a key or, you know, like obviously, you know,
right.
He could, you know, he would know where you're at when you're at that place. It's very dangerous. Yeah. So that was the weirdest request I've ever been given.
So and he wanted you to use a bathroom. So he would say, I'm going to rent a hotel room. You go in.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. Is it?
And was it specifically... Yep. Number two, or could it be whatever?
Right, eat chili and beans, stuff like that?
He said you could do whatever you want, whatever you were feeling in the bathroom.
Just leave it behind. Don't flush.
Right.
Yep. Oh. And he specifically wrote in emails and in messages, like in cap locks, like, do not flush the toilet. And I'm like, That's where I learned very quickly about there's multiple sides to nude modeling, and the fetish industry is huge. And you'd be surprised what things are fetish. So,
but I wonder what do you do after that?
I don't want to know.
Right.
I want
no, but I like.
I want to eat later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm sorry. Did you say how much was he willing to pay for? Was that $2,000?
Yeah, he was paying $2,000 for that type of content.
Oh man, I'll give it to him for $1,000.
Oh, he doesn't want yours, AJ.
I like the tone in Dara's voice suggested she was putting quotes around content.
Content. Yeah, yes. Yeah, good choice.
Content.
How much content you leave?
Well, she did create something.
Right?
Yeah.
I did create something, or I would have if I was in that scenario, but no, I just, the biggest thing for me is like when I do talk to models that this is something that they want to do, they see the big money and they see all these girls finding all this success, but they don't think about what you have to go through to get to that money. Like, are you going to be okay if your family finds your pictures online? Or what about your career? You went to college for whatever you decided that you wanted to be. A lot of places won't hire you or take you seriously. So I really do try to preach the facts of you need to think about this before you're just saying yes to a big lump sum of money. And even when you do start, that money's not guaranteed. You have to work very hard to make any money off that site now.
It's interesting that you're, 22? And mm-hmm. You already sound like someone coming out of this saying, be careful.
Right. She's smart.
The hard-learned lesson.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So clearly you had something happen with your family.
Yes.
Okay. How did that go?
Wait, which scenario are we talking about?
No, you said, are you going to be, you know, what you would tell new girls coming into this is, are you going to be okay with your family finding nude pictures of you on the internet? Did that happen to you?
Oh, of course. Of course. I had an ex-boyfriend send pictures to my mom, and he was like, "Do you know your daughter's,
what a jerk.
You know, filming?" Yeah, he was like, "Do you know your daughter's filming porn?" And blah blah blah. And of course, my mom knew that I was scouted by Playboy like really quickly when I was, you know, 18. They were hesitant to put me on their cover because I looked so young, but I had like my birth certificate. I had everything to prove my age, and so my mom knew because I wanted to do Playboy. And she was like, "Well, yeah, duh. She was on the cover of Playboy Slovakia, idiot." So like, she had no issue when I started doing like full nudes and stuff. So she was well aware. My dad didn't find out till recently, but he's quite proud of talking to me that like I'm obviously making like smart decisions, and it's not just, you know, I'm not just doing it for the money. I'm also like doing it to build a better life for myself. Like I don't know if you guys know, I was homeless when I was 18, and I was struggling, and I'm not just buying fancy cars and going on extravagant vacations. Like, I set up a retirement fund, you
good
know,
for
at
you.
22. Like,
nice.
That's
smart.
You got to be smart about the money.
How did you end up homeless at 18?
I actually, long story short, I lived with my dad and my stepmom, and my stepmom decided that
stepmom's not great.
Yeah, evil.
Yeah.
No, stepmom's not involved anymore at all. They're divorced now. But she just kind of decided that I didn't really fit the mold of their family, and I was, you know, seeking attention from guys, and that I didn't really have my head on straight. So her answer, instead of trying to mold me, you know, or like trying to teach me things, was that I deserved to be homeless, and I got kicked out. So
wow.
I lived out of my car for 2 weeks. And I wish I had photos because people ask me about
Wait,
it.
Wait, you were
all the
homeless
time,
for 2 weeks? That's not really homeless, is it?
No. I mean, it was, I didn't have a place to stay. I didn't have a couch to sleep on. I was sleeping in my car working 7 jobs. So
seven.
It wasn't a permanent thing, but yeah.
No, it sounds like, you know, of all these people, there are a lot of them on the OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you have a good head on your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Doing. The other thing has to be really tough to make this constant. Be this constant content machine,
right?
Yeah, certainly. It's every day,
always
right.
new. Always
how many
creative.
Times do you have a policy? Like, how many times you have to post something per day?
Oh my goodness! The policy is basically you want to post every day, but if you want to keep your audience engaged and you want to be, you know, hitting that top percentage, you have to post more than just one time a day, because you have to know that these guys are at work, or these women also are at work, and they're on their lunch break. And, you know, if you're not the first OnlyFans page they see, then they kind of forget about you. So you have to post at those like key hours as well. Like, when does the average 9 to 5 have their lunch break? Okay. Well, what about different time zones? So I'm consistently posting on there, keeping their interest. And I haven't had any complaints since I started posting multiple times a day.
Wow.
People are just happy for the content and to feel like they matter.
Holy cow.
Huh.
It's a lot harder than I thought.
Seriously.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
No sexy nude photos of me going on Instagram.
Are
it
you
sounds
sure?
like
Are you
too
sure?
much work.
Are you sure?
Too much work.
How's going to do the other one? The pooping. That part's easy.
I want to talk to you again.
You
I think
help,
you're a great.
Let me know.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You're a great story. You really are.
You left
Thank
sauerkraut.
You.
We'll,
Thank you.
We'll link up your site, your Instagram site, to our radio station site.
Please do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
No, I like the fact that you're teaching young girls who are thinking about getting into this, kind of the what to watch out for stuff, too.
The seedy side.
It's important.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I've made enough mistakes. I'd be happy to help others avoid them.
Yeah, well, we'll have you back because we're running out of time now. We're just getting back from vacation, so we've had a big show today. But I'm very interested in all
awesome.
These different requests.
Right.
Yeah.
Certainly,
there has
yeah.
to be a whole,
I'd love to.
There's probably a whole segment with you just on feet and foot requests.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes, okay. That's where we're going to leave it. So we're going to talk to you again, and we're going to just talk
Great.
About that subject. All right, Dare Taylor, OnlyFans model. We're linked up to Dare Taylor Official on our radio station
yes.
website. Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.